Where would you place democracy trends in Africa at the moment?
Well, I think that democracy on our continent is taking root. The vast majority of countries live in a better, people are living in better governed countries. There is participatory democracy, but there is still a lot more to be done. But we have gone a long way, I would say, in that area. But we need to make sure that it's participatory, it's inclusive, that we manage diversity in that democracy.
And in terms of industrialization and development, where are you as a continent? What are your major challenges?
When it comes to industrialization, we're not doing well at all. In fact, I think we have declined in industrialization. We need to really restart. But if some countries have started, particularly around agriculture. There are some countries that are doing a bit more than others, but generally, if we take the continent generally, I would say on industrialization, we are not doing well. We must make sure we really kickstart industrialization in agriculture, value addition of our natural and mineral resources. It's going to be very important because if we don't manufacture, we can't sustain the growth that we have now. Even the intra-African trade won't grow to the same extent, though there is some improvement, but we really need to do a lot more.
Analysts and activists complain about China's relationship with Africa. Some feel that it's unfairly tilted towards the Asian nation in terms of what it is getting from Africa and what it gives back in return. What's your take?
Well, I think in any relationship, you have to define what you want and then make sure that you get it. So I don't think we can blame China. But at the same time, we must also agree that China is doing a lot, especially in infrastructure in some of the countries. Somebody was just talking that post-colonial railway, the only significant railway that was ever built post-colonial, was built by China between Tanzania and Zambia. When apartheid was shutting out Zambia from the ports, so there was the Tanzam Rail. And there are quite a number of infrastructure things that China is doing. But I think we ourselves had not defined quite what we want out of this relationship. As soon as we have done that, I think the Chinese will come on board. Right now, we are even discussing with them to modernize our rail, to bring high-speed trains to the continent. So we are discussing with them. And as I say, if you don't define what you want and work on it with them, then you won't get it. But if you do, I think they will cooperate.
I would have done a very big disservice to you and our listeners if I don't ask you about Agenda 2063 as my last question.
Agenda 2063 is really bringing together all the frameworks that we have had, the national plans that we have, and the ideas from ordinary people from different sectors about the Africa we want in 2063. What is the Africa we want? And we've had lots of ideas from people, and now we have to start working on those ideas. But basically, we want to dream and to plan away from the here and now. Because if you're always thinking about the here and now, you will be very constrained about what you think is possible. So that's why we're taking a long-term view, so that we can see what is possible in the long term and then start doing it now. And that's what Agenda 2063 is about. One of the things is that we need a skills revolution. We don't have enough skills on the continent. We don't have enough engineers, we don't have enough town planners, we don't have enough researchers, we don't have enough innovators, and we don't even have the technical skills, we don't have enough electricians, plumbers, and so on. So we need this revolution, because without the skills, there is nothing you can do. You can have money, you can have minerals, but if you don't have skilled people to figure out what to do, then you won't grow. The second thing is infrastructure. We have to build our infrastructure so that we can move people and goods. Our people are crying for opening up of the borders so that they can move freely. These are some of the things that we have picked up. Students are saying they want harmonization of curricula so that it doesn't matter where they can study anywhere and work anywhere, which is really integration. And we are looking at modern infrastructure, energy, hydro, solar, wind. Of course, still some fossil fuel will still be used as well. We're looking at agriculture, modernizing our agriculture, and industrializing as well. And of course, we think this cannot happen unless you put women and youth at the forefront of this development. And at the end of the day, we really want a modernized Africa, a prosperous Africa, a peaceful Africa that is people-centered, that can play its rightful role in the world. So that's what Agenda 2063 is. Some people are saying, oh, why do we have to wait until 2063? Not about waiting. It's about starting now. But it just allows you to imagine what you want in 50 years. Because if you are going to be looking at 5 years, you are going to be worried about the next election, you will not have a long view.